You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Our message this morning, the voice on the battleground. The voice on the battleground. If you live long enough, you will face some battles. You will face battles in your mind, battles in your marriage, battles in your finances, battles in your career. You will face battles, and you need to know what to do when all hell shows up. Three armies attack Jehoshaphat and Judah, and they run to God and they say to God, "We have no power against this great army." Sometimes the things we face are greater than us. Sometimes the things we face are greater than us. I'll say it again. But I want to remind you this morning that God is greater and stronger than any problem that you may face this morning. God is able. Come on, say it this morning. Say, God is able. So 2 Chronicles 20, for time's sake, I'm cutting short verse 14. And apology for this. That's not happening. Apparently lightning struck our equipment that is supposedly lightning proof. So, God bless the people, amen, who work behind the scenes. Verse number 14, the Bible says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly." Where? In the church. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's." Say it this morning. Say, "The battle is not mine. The battle is God's." Say, "But the victory is mine." Say it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He says, "Tomorrow go down against them. Tomorrow go down against them. Face your enemy." You never run from the battlefield. I've never seen a male lion run from the battlefield. You have the lion of the tribe of Judah living on the inside of you. The greater one lives on the inside of you. You don't take a step back when hell shows up. You walk right onto that battlefield and you face your Goliath and you glorify the name that is above every other name, and you see how that Goliath will come down in Jesus' name. I see you are ready this morning. Oh, it's amazing. Most places you go, first service, people are dead. It's everybody warms up to go have lunch. It says, "They will surely come up against by ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook of the wilderness in Jezreel. You will not need to fight in this battle, but you have to position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them." Second time he says it. You don't run away from your battle. You face your battle, but you don't face your battle alone. You face your battle with God in Jesus' name. "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohites, of the children of the Korahites," Allerhanaites is so van dag. Amen. Amen. Heights. Heights, I tell you, your vrouw gezegd vanochtend, zij lijkt lieflijk. "They stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a voice loud and high." If Satan attacks you, you better praise God louder than the mind or the voice that is attacking you. Come on, somebody that's going through a battle this morning, jump to your feet and give the Lord a loud shout of praise. Come on, make the devil mad. That shackle is going to be broken. That burden is going to be removed. Jesus will set you free. There is no power in hell that can stop what Jesus has for you. There is no curse in hell that can keep you from what God has for you. You better praise God louder than your storm that you are facing. Come on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So they rose early in the morning and went to CRC. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and he said, "Pastor Ad said to Bola, here, O CRC and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of the Lord, of his holiness, as they went out before the army of the Lord. So what do they do? Not a very clever strategy today they placed the musicians, the praisers, the worshippers in front of the army on the battleground. And we're going to talk about that this morning. And they said, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. This is in the face of impossible odds. Just diagnosed with an incurable disease. Just received a business or a report. There's no hope for your business. Your child, you just discovered he's on drugs in rebellion. God says to you this morning, you have to position yourself. Your parents want a divorce. God says, you position yourself on the battleground. You don't murmur, you don't complain, you don't talk. You position yourself and you praise God with a voice loud and high. Hallelujah. Now what Bible says, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. I want to tell you this morning, my dear friend, when you go through hell, you have to position yourself. You have to position yourself on the battleground. You have to position yourself in a place of praise. Because when praise goes up, heaven comes down. You have to go to your battleground, and you have to build an altar, as Moses did on the mountain. When you build an altar of praise, Jehovah Nissi will show up on the battlefield and the enemy will be defeated. That means the devil will be defeated. That means what God says, your enemy will come against you one way, but God will drive him out before you seven ways in the name of Jesus Christ. That means if you will go build an altar of praise, and if you will stand in that hospital room, if you will stand in that boardroom, if you will stand in that marriage room and go climb on that bed of divorce, then God says, I will intervene. God says the shackles will be broken. God says the chains will be loosed. Oh, you better hear me this morning, because I'm not preaching a 1-2-3-step sermon. I'm preaching a sermon that will get you out of the prison, that will get you out of darkness, that will get you out of the valley, that will get you back to the mountaintop. Somebody jump, somebody shout, somebody give the Lord a bit of a praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you are facing, no matter where you may be finding yourself, no matter how difficult things they may seem, no matter how impossible things may seem, I want to tell you, next year is going to be a great year in South Africa. Next year is going to be a year of great blessing for South Africa. I will declare it, and you can stone me by the end of next year. I declare it, I prophesy that next year will be a turnaround for this country, not because of my prophecy, because that's what God determined. You are going to see the rand strengthen. You are going to see the rand strengthen. You are going to see the rand strengthen. You are going to see money flow into this country, jobs flow into this country, prosperity flow into this country. People that have left this country are going to come back, and they are going to rebuild South Africa. God bless our country, because God says, I'm not finished with this nation. This country will be a blessing to the nations of the world. If you believe it today, shout amen in Jesus' name. When I came to Bloemfontein, I saw a vision. Churches were not growing in that city. The biggest church, really charismatic Pentecostal, was 400 people. And I saw what Satan always did by stopping God's kingdom to accelerate in a vision. I saw like the children of Israel camp and the hordes of hell marching against them to intimidate them and attack them, almost like Jehoshaphat. And as they got closer, I saw in a vision these people stand up and suddenly they begin to rejoice in the Lord. They were not afraid of the enemy, because their focus wasn't on the enemy. Their focus was on God. And it's like the enemy is attacking them and they're not responding to the enemy. They began to rejoice. I saw it in the spirit. And as they rejoiced, giving glory to God, I saw a look, firstly, of utter confusion on the face of the enemy. And then I saw the ranks of the enemy begin to break until the ranks of the enemy were scattered. I want to remind you this morning, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. If you will position yourself on the battleground and you will trust God and you will worship God with everything that is in you, He will confuse the enemy. He will cause those that are against you to come and bow before you. And this is what happened on the battlefield in the day of Jehoshaphat. And God spoke to me just like that. He said to me, the voice on the battleground is a voice of rejoicing. Keep the voice of rejoicing alive. If you lose your voice of rejoicing and your voice of praise, you lose the initiative on the battleground. So clapping hands is not a style. People talk about us and they say, as jy nou een van daai happy clappies, I'm saying, ja. As jy een van daai sier tiere. Ek is eerder 'n happy clappy. Want ek sien nêrens in die Bybel, hy sê, jy moet 'n sedelmoen sê, as jy in God se teenwoordigheid inkom, nie, ek sê, hy sê, verbly Filippense 4 vers 4 sê verbly jou in die Heer. Filippense 4 vers 4 sê verbly jou in die Heer. Verbly jou, verbly jou, verbly jou in die Heer. Verbly jou, verbly jou, verbly jou in die Heer. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Boom, boom. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. But we go like, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Ha, 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 rejoice. I mean we've been messed up, man. And I'll tell you what, the devil is behind it, because he steals power from the church. And the way he steals power from the church is to steal the voice of rejoicing from the church, where people come to church silent and somber, where people come rather than rejoicing and praising God with an attitude of energy. They come to the church with a murmuring, complaining attitude, and when things are difficult, they don't even draw to God. But the Bible says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. Come on, hallelujah. Filippense 4 vers 4 sê verbly jou in die Heer. Filippense 4 vers 4 sê verbly jou in die Heer. Verbly jou, verbly jou, verbly jou in die Heer. Verbly jou. In the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. In what? Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah! Hey! Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice! Hallelujah! Come on, I don't care what you are facing, put a smile on your dial, because tomorrow is going to be better. God has not fallen off the throne, he's still in control in the name of Jesus. He still rules in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Recently, and why I'm bringing this message, God spoke to me about glory next year. I have so many things, not turmoil, holy, sit down, not Holy Ghost turmoil, what is it, a Holy Ghost stirring in my spirit about next year. I can't actually wait. I wish I could cancel December so we could start January. But I know I cannot, because you need time with your family. I also do. But God showed me so many things. But then God spoke to me a few weeks ago, and he said to me, three things. If you want revival to continue in CRC, three things. Pray like never. Pray like never. Pray like never. I thank and honor every prayer in CRC, every intercessor, everybody that has prayed for me for years and years, every lady that have prayed for me. I meet many of you. I honor you. I love you. A big kiss to all of you. Since the day I started in the ministry, you have prayed for me. You've carried me. You have kept me with your prayers. Your prayers have sustained me and protected me. I salute you and honor you. And I ask one thing from you. I ask your love, but that you will continue to pray for me. So come on, a big hand clap to all the prayers of CRC. But CRC, we are gonna step it up. Say it. We are going to step it up. We are gonna pray like never. Our home cells are gonna pray like never. Our church is gonna pray like never. We are gonna step up our prayer. We are gonna pray, and we are gonna pray, and we are gonna pray, and we are gonna see Jehovah Shalom. We are gonna see God come down. We are gonna see God invade our nation. We are gonna see God invade our church. We are gonna see a move of God like we never thought possible. If you believe it today, say amen. Number two, God told me, never move away from the mandate I gave you. It's all about souls. Everything we do is about souls. Win the lost at any cost. More than ever, we are going for the lost and the backsliders. And then the third thing God said to me, keep the voice of rejoicing alive in the church, which I will do. You know, when masses start coming to a church and you have to have multiple services, it's very challenging sometimes to do everything right, because you actually need time. But whenever God moves, any building becomes too small, so you need multiple services. People need to be taught, but not at the expense of an encounter with God. Can you say amen this morning in Jesus' name? So the Bible is very clear on how we have to praise God. I have 13 minutes left. I have to go very quickly now. Psalm 149 verse 1, the Bible says, praise the Lord with a new song. and his praises in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Israel is the church. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Okay. I'm not at my seven Hebrew words yet, but that's good. That's good. Just do a little dance there. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, go as you can. Dance, dance, dance. Dance! Dance! Okay, amen. Okay, okay, okay. We're dancing, we're not clubbing. Let the children of, let them praise the name of the dance, that they praise him with a timbrel and the harp. Thank God we don't just have a piano in the church anymore. Thank God we have drums and cymbals and guitars. I mean, music, God created music. God created the beat. The devil never did. When revival broke out in Bloemfontein and people were flocking to the church, a lot of people came and they said, "Ja, maar hier is die Heilige Geest, hier is 'n sokkie gees." Ja, man, is nie 'n sokkie gees nie. Dis die Heilige Gees. Ons loof hom, soos die Bybel sê. Ons loof hom nie volgens ons tradisie nie. Hallelujah. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. I love it when the neighbors complain about the home cells in the neighborhoods. When we opened the church in the north in Bloemfontein, everybody complained because of the praise. As a matter of fact, we had people come when the band practiced, three women, to come and try and shut us down. But how many of you know you can't shut down what God started? Amen. Hallelujah. Those people are going to get a shock when they get to heaven, because heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. 24 hours a day, they rest not day and night, but they give glory to the one who sits upon the throne. I want to tell you, he's worthy on a Sunday morning. He's worthy on a Sunday night. He's worthy on a Monday. He's worthy of all your praises. Say a good amen in Jesus' name. So praise is a weapon that God gives his church. The Bible says through praise, we bind the powers of darkness in Psalm 149. Philippians chapter 3 verse 1, Paul says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. To rejoice means to rejoice. Re means to do it again. So you do it again and again and again. You rejoice always. You praise God always. David says, seven times a day will I praise you. David says, in the midnight hour will I praise you. Like Jonah in the whale's belly. Like Paul and Silas in the prison, the midnight hour. Like Jehoshaphat on the battlefield. He praised God with a voice loud and high. The problem is, and I'm going to talk about it tonight, when people lose a victorious spirit, the first thing that goes is a joyful spirit. When they lose the victory in their minds, they stop rejoicing. That's why Paul says, finally, rejoice in the Lord. Well, you may not feel like it, what you are facing, but Jesus reminds us, rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Rejoice that your sins are forgiven. Rejoice that you are heaven bound. Rejoice that you've made it. Rejoice that God loves you. You have a reason to rejoice. You may not have a mansion down here, but you surely have a mansion up there. Come on. And we don't just rejoice for the life that we're going to. We rejoice in the goodness of God on this earth today. Can you say a good amen? When you go through trouble, choose to rejoice. James chapter 1, the Bible says, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Habakkuk 3, the Bible says, verse 17, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. Can't get any worse than that. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And what happens then? He says, the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet. He will make me walk on the high hill. So he says, when I'm knocked down, when I feel down and out, that's the time to rejoice. Because when you rejoice, the joy of the Lord will become your strength. And you are going to become like a deer. You are going to jump from obstacle to obstacle. Come on. You are going to turn impossibilities into possibilities, stumbling blocks into stepping stones. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will make you. The Lord will strengthen you, and he will make your feet like the deer's feet in the name of Jesus. So come on, this thing is real that we are doing. It's not a little religion that we have on a Sunday. This thing is real. Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord. A Okay, you don't have to do that. I'm just saying, because I often speak to people say, why do people shout in church? God's not deaf. You don't have to shout to God. Well, we're not shouting to God. We're shouting our praises to the Lord. We're not shouting at God. We're shouting our praises to God. We're declaring the greatness of God on the battlefield. And no greater place to do that than in church when we come together. So you serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Come into His courts with praise. Psalm 118 verse 15. Because if we don't understand praise, we're not going to know how to rejoice. So I'm going to do a little teaching here for the next 7 minutes. Because if you don't understand praise, you will not know how to rejoice. Because sometimes we want to serve God the way we are. And we say, well, this is my nature. No, you're a partaker of the divine nature. You are a new creature. You just have not been taught right. You were created in God's image. People say, I don't have to shout. Yes, you do. You say, why, Pastor? I never saw Jesus shout. But everybody Jesus touched shouted. That man that was lame from his mother's womb, the Bible says he went with him into the temple, leaping, dancing, shouting, and praising God. So that was the climate of the New Testament church. They were leaping, they were dancing, they were shouting, they were praising God. So people see people leaping, dancing, shouting, praising God. They say, ach nee man, dis 'n klompie emosies. Nou wat is dit wat jy nou weer speel? Daai lelike gesindheid. Dis eintlik 'n vieslike emosie daai. Ek kies eerder die emosie van blymoedigheid. Ja, yeah, well, ek like nou nie van die nie. Well, ek like ook nie van jou gesindheid nie. It's like Christians just want to roll over. People criticize us, but we do what the Bible says. And then it's like, are you one of those happy clappies?
Well, you know, yeah, I should go to CRC, but really, I don't, I'm not one of those clappies.
But you better start clapping, want jy gaan my Afrikaans is groot en jy sit hê. Willy, willy, wally, die apre op sy balie. Tjuf, tjaf, daf, valle af. Willy, willy, wally. Want jy is bereid om te klap vir die aap, maar jy is nie bereid om te klap vir jou Heer, wat jou geskaap het nie. Nou vat jou twee handjies en klap vir God, want hy is waardig. Die Bybel sê, klap julle hande, klap julle hande. Klap julle hande, klap julle hande, klap julle hande, klap, 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 klap jou hande, clap your hands, all you people, clap your hands, all you people, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Isaiah 4 verse 6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So it's like, I don't feel like clapping my hands today. I feel like lifting my hands today. Pray God, I had a tough week. Exactly, Jack. You're the one I'm talking to. Hello? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Put on the garment of praise, not lose the spirit of praise. Put on. Isaiah 12, verse 6, cry aloud and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, the church, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Psalm 47, 1, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Now, some of you, I'm talking what God said to me. There's a lot of teaching in many places, but there's no power. God wants to see you walking in the victory that Jesus obtained 2,000 years ago. And you're not going to do it by being passive. You're going to do it His way. And you know, people hide behind this. I'm not one of those emotional people. Well, what do you call that sulking attitude? That's an emotion. That anger. That's an emotion. As a matter of fact, you display emotions all the time. Or have you lost your emotions? So don't criticize those who who bring their license, their emotions in line with God's word. Because ultimately we worship Him according to the Bible. The Bible, not our culture. Mark 7, Jesus talks, He says, you cancel the power of my word so that you can keep your traditions. You rather hold on to your tradition than honor my word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul says, you have a form of godliness, but you deny the power. Every time people praised God, the glory of God showed up. Every single time people praised God. So let's talk about these seven Hebrew words quickly. Number one, halal. Our word hallelujah comes from halal. Everybody shout hallelujah. It means to be clear, to praise, to shine, to boast, to show, to rave. Now you can do your rave party. Rave. Rave. It means to celebrate and it means to be clamorously foolish. You know, when youth revival, now some of you are sitting there like with a frown on your heads. Exactly. That's why I'm doing this. When revival broke out in our church in Bloomington, everybody prayed for revival, but then revival showed up the way people didn't want it. Young people came, they were dressed. Those years we were all dressed in a suit, three-piece suit, nohal, morning and evening. The only thing that showed I wasn't religious is I had a lot of hair then. I grew my hair long because it was such a religious city. So I said, I'm going to rebel against this religious spirit in the city. So I grew my hair way down on my shoulders, back there. I was like one of those ducks. Ducktail, like you, Jose. it was fashion those days, man. Please, you find one of those people now, they stuck in you see some people, they were a rocker, but they got stuck in the 60s. They still wear the leathers and they're like, they're gonna rock. So the Bible says, Psalm 130, praise ye the Lord, praise Him. That word is halal. Psalm 150, praise halal. Psalm 149, praise halal. Second word is yada. Yada. It is a verb meaning the extended hand and to throw out the hand. That's what Paul says. I would that men pray everywhere, lifting holy hands to God. So all the men in this place, please do me a heavenly favor. Lift your hands to God right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the living God. Come on. Lift it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. The opposite is to fold the arms. Whoops. I come into God's presence like, no, I come like this. Yada. Abba Father, I worship you. I worship you. This opens my heart. It opens my spirit. When I walk through these doors, I forget I'm a director of a company. When I walk through these doors, I become a child of God and I worship Him in holy abandonment. If my wife doesn't want to worship God, I'm going to be like a David. I'm going to be more undignified and I'm going to worship my God and I'm going to praise my God. If everybody next to me don't want to worship God, I'm going to get into the aisle and I'm going to praise God and I'm going to yada. I'm going to worship my God because He's good and His mercy endures. Somebody say amen. Number three, toda, which means an extension of the hand in adoration or an acceptance. That's more quiet. You'll see sometimes people worship, the one is throwing out the arm. It's like worship. You go sometimes with Shabbat where people worship God. You just feel you want to worship God. It's just your hands, because when you get in tune with the Holy Spirit uses your body to worship God. So toda is the extension of the hand in adoration or an acceptance. It is used thanking God for the things not yet received as well as the things received. Sometimes we stand like this. You just feel to stand like this. Just I worship you. Just thank you, Father. Thank you. You understand? Your spirit feels the same. That your body works in union with your spirit when you worship God, because it's a living relationship. You can't always just love your wife the same. So sometimes you come into God's presence and you just feel like you're standing like this in God's presence. And then you just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then when you worship Him, your hands go up and you yada, you worship. Then number four, shabak, which is to address in a loud tone. That is to shout. Shabak. It's a word of praise. That Jesus Or that we see in the New Testament as well. Psalm 47, we saw that verse 1. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Psalm 145, Isaiah 12, verse 6. Scriptures, you can go study it. Number 5 is Barak, not Obama. It means to kneel down, to bless God as an act of adoration, and to salute Him. There are times where you feel, and I want to encourage you, because our worship with God is done in the Spirit. But if we don't know, we don't know how to express in the Spirit. So you'll feel sometimes, somebody else may be lifting his hands, and you just feel to kneel before God in a moment of reverence, in a moment of awe. It's part of your expression, part of your rejoicing. Psalm 91, 95 and 6, oh come let us worship and bow down, let us kneel Barak before the Lord our Maker. 1 Chronicles 29, 20, then David said to all the assembly, now bless Barak the Lord your God, and all the assembly bless Barak the Lord, the God of their fathers. Number 6 is Zamah, which means to pluck the strings of an instrument and to sing, to praise a musical word, which is largely involved with joyful expression of music and musical instruments. Give us a little bit of Zomar. Give us a little bit of Zomar. Come on, all of you. Come, quick, 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 quick. Bass. Okay. Have you ever heard Christian music? Some of it's anointed, some of it is not anointed. So, whatever you do should be with the Holy Ghost. You sometimes listen to Impact Radio and a song comes on and it just grips you. And then you hear 10 songs and it does nothing for you because everything has to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? So Zamar, that's what I say to the messengers all the time. Catch the flow of the Holy Ghost. Catch the Holy Spirit. Zamar. Play what the Holy Spirit wants you to play when it's a time of rejoicing in the Lord. You can't play from ya. You study ya, but you play from ya. You pray from your gut. You hear ya. You feel music ya. Not just technically. So play loud with a skillful noise. So obviously you have to study skill, not like this girl who told me she had a vision to lead praise and worship. I said to her, well, are you going for lessons? She said, no, God gave her the gift. She doesn't have to go for lessons. Well, I never want to hear your music, okay, because it's not going to be great music. You have to study, the Bible says, to show yourself approved. God anoints what you give Him. He doesn't anoint nothing. Amen. You want to be a great doctor, give Him your talent, give Him your gift. And then number 7, the last one is Tehillah. It's derived from the word Olal, which means singing of Olal, to sing or to Lord with music, especially singing hymns of the Spirit, singing in tongues. We'll talk about that tonight. And singing the high praises of God. That is the kind of praise that God inhabits. That's when the whole congregation, in a moment, are caught up in a moment of worship in the Spirit. And you just feel the atmosphere has changed. It is Tehillah. The high praises of God. Psalm 22 verse 3, the Bible says, God inhabits the praises of His people. That is Tehillah, the high praises. When people go beyond the natural to releasing their praise totally to God. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to close and I want to say this to you this morning as we prepare. To change the atmosphere in our lives. Sometimes people are desperate, but they're not desperate enough. I share this message because we need information as well, knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. The one thing that will stop you from entering what God has for you is old habits. Paradigms that have been ingrained into your mind through years. As a child, we grew up going to churches with signs outside that said silence. Is that right? Yes. So we thought as we come into God's presence, we have to be very quiet. But then we see our children are born and they're full of life and they're happy and they smile until we bring them to church and we teach them, you can't be happy. You can't run around. You can't smile. Be reverent. Well, what is reverent? Reverent is not a facial expression. Reverent is an attitude of the heart. The Bible says, Yero Israel, the Lord thy God is a joyful God. The Lord thy God rejoices over you with great joy. God is not this somber, stern, angry God that sits with a big knopkiri ready to knock you over your head.
God is a God who wants a relationship with you. I mean, my kids, when they were small, it was like they would just come in and they would fall on the ground and they would just roll around and do foolish little things, clamorously foolish. And I would look at them and it would bring a smile to me. That's what the Father wants from you. He wants you to come and enjoy His presence. He wants you to come and express your love for Him. He wants you to love Him back the way that He loved you. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We are not going to stifle the presence of God because people don't like the way we worship God. We are going to go louder. We are going to go louder. We are going to be more unashamed in the name of Jesus. We are going to praise God more. Come on. We are going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus louder in this nation. We are going to glorify God more than ever in the name of Jesus. Come on. If you're with me today and you believe 2019, heaven is going to come down, won't you just give God the biggest praise that you can, however you want to do it. If you want to shout, shout. If you want to raise your hands, raise your hands. If you want to clap your hands, clap your hands. But let everything that breath praise the name of the Lord. Father, you are worthy. Father, you are exalted. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. One generation will praise you to another generation. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name is to be glorified. Your name is to be exalted. Your name is to be honored. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, we worship you, wonderful Jesus. We lift you up above every name that is named. You are high, you are exalted, and your throne fills the temple. You are Lord, Lord forevermore. You are the one who is alive. You died, but you rose again. You are our soon and coming King. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the breath that we breathe. You are manna from heaven. You are the rock of all ages. You are the light of the world, the life of all men. Oh, with every breath that we take, we worship you. We lift you up. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, this very moment, across this country, people who are facing battles, that you will help them to build an altar of praise. That every demonic opposition will cease. Every yoke will be destroyed. The name of Jesus will stand, will be glorified in every situation. We give you worship. Lift your hands with me, please. Just lift your hands for a moment. And let your heart adore Him. Oh, come on, if you've never raised your hands, lift your hands. He's the living God. He's worthy. People go to concerts and they raise their hands, they wave their hands. I watch MTV as people worship, people that stand on platforms. The worship belongs to God. The worship, the adoration belongs to Him. I don't know where you find yourself this morning. I don't know what you're going through. Some of you are carrying pain. Some of you have just gone through tragedy. Some of you, you don't even know what the future holds. But I want to ask you this morning to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself to you. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you are alive. Today I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for a new beginning, for a new life. Thank you for healing me and for loving me. I place my life in your hands. in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.